Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Celeste Headley. Let's take a closer look at a story that's breaking this morning on the Korean Peninsula. After an international investigation, which included some U.S. officials, the conclusion has been made public that there is now overwhelming evidence that a North Korean torpedo sunk a South Korean warship in March, killing 46 sailors. North Korea denies the charge, but is threatening war if new sanctions are imposed. We go now to the BBC's John Sudworth in Seoul, South Korea. This is having an impact politically on the Korean Peninsula and also on East Asian markets. I can see that the South Korean stock market is down. What's the latest this morning, John Sudworth?
Well, John, the evidence produced does appear to be pretty conclusive. Journalists this morning were shown parts of a torpedo said to have been recovered from the seabed close to where this ship sank. And those torpedo parts are said to match very closely a type of torpedo known to have been used by North Korea. So it appears very, very conclusive. And indeed, it's a very damning allegation that the suggestion that North Korea has stalked and sunk a South Korean warship using a torpedo is a really very serious allegation, about as serious an act of aggression as one can think of, short of rolling tanks across the border. And there is bound here in Seoul to be a call from the public for a very stern, firm response.
No, I can't imagine a more provocative act, except, as you say, the tanks rolling. But does the North Korean government have even the fig leaf of saying, well, they were in our waters, any sort of territorial issue here? Or is this, as you say, a stalking followed by a sinking, followed by the death of 46 sailors?
Well, North Korea is denying it. That's no surprise. It's using very strong language to deny it. We'd heard that already from the North in the run-up to the publication of today's report, as the speculation began to mount that indeed the finger of blame was going to be pointed at Pyongyang. But one interesting thing to point out is that the report published today has an added air of impartiality, if you like, because of the presence of international experts on the investigating team. America, Australia, Britain and Sweden all sent experts, and they are all said to support the conclusions. Indeed, members of those teams were sitting there at the press conference when these conclusions were announced. So I think there will be very few members of the international community who are not convinced by these findings.
Finally, has China weighed in here before we go? John? Well, that's John Sudworth of the BBC awaiting China's response, actually, to a report that we are reporting this morning. Overwhelming evidence now that a North Korean torpedo sank a South Korean warship in March, killing 46 sailors.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.